This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Earned a Bachelor of Arts in Musical Theater from Millikan University in December 2021, has been named a semifinalist in the 5th annual Next Gen National Competition. The Next Gen National Competition semifinal event will be shared with the public through a private broadcast on Saturday, January 29th from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tax filing season begins next week. You can start filing both your state and federal income tax returns starting on Monday. It's easy to file your Illinois return online. Last year, 88% of taxpayers filed their state return electronically. The filing deadline falls on Monday, April 18th. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
We're not afraid of anyone, not even the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a Russian minister said just before Sergei Lavrov met with his U.S. counterpart today in Geneva, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We are, all of us, equally committed to the path of diplomacy and dialogue to try to resolve our differences.
Now, Blinken has repeatedly warned an invasion of Ukraine would lead to severe economic punishment as 100,000 Russian troops sit near the border. Russia is demanding NATO never let Ukraine join. Today, President Biden could focus on North Korea's threat, meeting virtually with a world leader. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more live. Well, I don't think we have our connection to Jessica, but the president is going to meet with Japan's new prime minister, Fumio Kishida. It's going to be a virtual meeting, and North Korea's increased missile tests and also Chinese activity in the South China Sea could be main topics of the conversation. North Korea has had four different missile tests this week and has suggested it might even restart some suspended activities. Now, the president had another virtual gathering last night with the Democratic National Committee, saying this about election reform's failure at the Senate.
Connell and I are deeply disappointed, but we're not deterred. We're going to keep pushing. We're not going to give up.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox,
Democrats don't accept elections that they don't win. I mean, it happened in 2000. It happened in 2004. It happened in 2016.
Rock and roll has lost a big voice. Meatloaf has died. That song won him a Grammy in 1993, years after he hit it big with the Bat Outta Hell album that was one of the biggest sellers of all time. Meatloaf began his career in musicals, acted in movies, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Fight Club. He was 74, cause of death not released. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to talk to you about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been telling you about it for years on radio and television. Why? Because I believe in it. I use it. My friends use it, and hundreds of thousands of others out there have tried it. About 70% of those people go on to order more. They find that Relief Factor works to help their bodies fight inflammation and eliminate their pain. Take Mark in Texas, for example. He'd been dealing with pain in his right shoulder for months, almost constantly, when he decided to give Relief Factor a try. Within 2 weeks of taking it every day, the pain in his shoulder faded away and completely disappeared. There are so many people out there whose experiences with Relief Factor are just like Mark's. What about you? Might your pain be the next to go away with Relief Factor? Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Former President Trump does not give his successor a passing grade for year one of the Biden presidency, telling Fox,
I feel ashamed at what's happened in the last year with our country.
And while the former president still maintains the election he lost was rigged, a Georgia prosecutor is asking for a special grand jury to investigate Trump attempts to overturn the election results in that state. The Democrat-led House committee investigating the Capitol riot is now getting Trump White House records after his attempt to block that fell short at the Supreme Court. Lawmakers next want to talk to his daughter.
The House Select Committee has sent a letter to Ivanka Trump asking her to voluntarily cooperate with the investigation of last year's Capitol riot. She has not been issued a subpoena, but is being asked to answer questions in early February about telephone calls and other actions taken by former President Trump. The committee claims Ivanka Trump was a witness as her father tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to reject some Electoral College votes. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures mixed the day after another big sell-off. At tennis's Australian Open, defending women's champ Naomi Osaka ousted in the third round by Amanda Anisimova. The defending men's champ Novak Djokovic not there, ordered to leave the country for not being vaccinated from COVID. The next Major League Baseball season remains on hold amid a contract dispute. And someday, umpires could be called out behind the plate.
The automated strike zone experiment will go on to AAA baseball, the highest level of the minor leagues, with Major League Baseball posting hiring notices seeking operators for their automated ball strike system. The Atlantic League became the first American professional league to let a computer call balls and strikes at its All-Star game back in July of 2019. The Major League Baseball Umpires Association agreed in their latest labor contract to cooperate and assist if Commissioner Rob Manfred decided to use the system at the major league level.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano talking. Talks between the Major League Baseball players and owners not going very far so far, trying to end the stalemate. America's listening to Fox News. I'm Dave Anthony.
Hi, I'm Pastor Matt, and I want to challenge you to make your relationship with God your top priority this year and every year. Maybe you've already said, it's time to get the kids back to church. Well, if you haven't been to GT lately, you haven't been to GT. Everything that you've always loved is even better, and we're starting some new and exciting things sure to connect you and your family to God in a deeper way this year. Come and see what all the excitement's about. Go to gtchurch.com for more information, and I'll look forward to seeing you at GT Church.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 26. Wind chill values could get as low as -3. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low around 15. For Saturday, partly sunny, high of 34 and a chance of nighttime snow. For Sunday, 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m., cloudy to start, sunny the rest of the way, and a high of 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is just 5 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, January 21st edition of Byers & Company. You know that 13th congressional race, that new one, Nikki Budzinski? Well, there's a sixth-generation Decatur guy jumped into that race yesterday. Really interesting. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What a difference a few batteries make. Sort of looks like a dentist's office in here.
Yeah, it does.
You don't realize. When those things are on their last days, kind of going,
bring you back to life with some batteries, juice.
I put these, they're not Christmas trees. They're like a white birch sort of look with lights, miniature, around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I want to keep them.
All right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like
aesthetically
him.
Speaking,
I like him.
From an artistic point of view, I just like the lighting when we start in the early mornings, because there's only about like a 2 week window where we do this show at the beginning and there's some light outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like him.
Okay.
I'd like to see some colored LED in there. So, you know, kind of give that halo-y glow.
Oh, you want some of that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Well, challenge accepted. Good morning and welcome. I am Brian Byers. That is Nick Smith. And we are here for your listening pleasure for the next 3 hours. And don't worry if you can't be here for all those hours. Podcasts are always available everywhere you get your podcast and driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. So yesterday it was announced, and I had heard some rumblings about some names. You know, let's go back in time just a little bit. You know, they redrew the map. Congressman Davis's 13th congressional district, way different than it was before. Congressman Davis, his home now in the really newly redrawn 15th congressional district. He's made his announcement. He's not running for governor. He's running there. And then, of course, we get the Mary Miller thing and the Trump endorsement and all that. Meanwhile, in the 13th, the 15th was drawn for Rodney. Quite frankly, I believe. I mean, I don't have any definitive proof of that, meaning like, you know, they sat around and said, well, we'll give him. They wanted Mary Miller gone. And they know that you can only carve up the central part of the state so much because there's a lot of red. If you look at a gubernatorial election or presidential election and you look at the state of Illinois, county by county, not who won the entire state, but just county by county, there's a big blue blob up at the top and basically the rest of it's red. So they created the 13th for Nikki Budzinski. And she's been on the program, very likable person, very enjoyable, enjoyed, you know, meeting her and talking to her. She worked for Pritzker. She works worked for Biden. She's got that pedigree, good and or bad, going into this year. And the 13th was sort of, we take, you know, the inner part of Decatur and Champaign, you know, the more urban areas, and we draw this new map that's favored for the blue. We'll give Rodney the 15th. But what they weren't expecting, I don't think, was Mary Miller and Trump. Because I really believe the idea was to get rid of Mary Miller.
Strategically, could you make the argument that you'd rather have somebody like Mary Miller because it's just noise and not sway?
No, Rodney voted to certify the election results. I mean, I think you want a grown-up.
So reasonable.
Yes. And because he voted to certify the election results, that's why Trump is backing Mary Miller. So anywho. So it seemed to me like without any other announcements, you kind of know what that all looks like. Whoever wins the primary in the 15th, meaning Mary Miller, Rodney Davis, is going to win the general election because that district is drawn in favor of Republicans. I mean, it's just once again, math. The 13th seemed like you got this woman who's coming in with this pedigree of Democratic bona fides that's being endorsed by 8,000, you know, organizations, that's dedicated, that's a little drawn to the blue, you know, that seems like that was kind of settled. She has a primary opponent as well. And it's interesting because he is a former athlete of some type. I'm drawing a blank right now, quite frankly, off the top of my head. And I have heard him complaining about her getting all the coverage. I mean, but yet he's not ever reached out or anything. You have candidates that will do that. You know what I mean? No one's paying attention to me. Where's your ground game? No one knows you. You're not from here. What are you doing? Right? Can't just send out a press release and expect everybody in the community to know you. So it was kind of in my mind, whoever wins that primary wins the general election. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like those races to me, mm-hmm. Like the battle was June,
right?
Not November. So yesterday, and I'd been told about this young man a couple of times from a couple of different people that he was considering throwing his hat into the ring. And so yesterday, young man by the name of Jesse Rising, I say young man meaning younger than me, which most people are. That's just my blanket assessment of the way things are today, by the name of Jesse Rising. Now, Jesse Rising is a sixth-generation Decatur kid, meaning his family came here in some ridiculous, like, 1830s 38 or something.
Wow. It's a long time.
And I knew his uncle, Rick Rising, who was the counsel at ADM, you know, for years. And I don't know that I've ever met his dad. I think I have met his mom. She's been a nurse and at the hospitals. And he evidently is back in Decatur. He has a very interesting story. He went to Eisenhower High School. Graduated in, I want to say, 2011. So he is like roughly 30, I think. He was going to be a Marine. He went to Yale University and played football and was in the officer candidate school. And in the last game of his college career, suffered a really serious injury to his neck and nerves, and went a year not being able to feel anything, his shoulder and his arm. It was one of those plays where two people collide and they go down and you know something immediately is wrong.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You've seen that before. Oh, yeah. In football. And so he couldn't do the thing he had planned to do, and he went to law school and became a prosecutor. And literally a federal prosecutor, and formed a couple of things, did some stuff in Afghanistan as a contractor, and performed created a foundation to help vets in education, and is now, or at least most recently, a partner in one of the most prestigious law firms, if not the most prestigious law firm in Chicago. Now, the announcement came yesterday with a video that is as good as anything I have seen from an opening salvo of a candidate in a lot of years.
What made it so good?
Oh, it's just a story. It starts with that play on the field as a football player for Yale.
So it's about him. It's not shots at everybody else.
No. And so here's the thing. He reached out last night. We'll be setting up something hopefully for next week to be in. You know, I met him. He was, I think I met him in 2016. He won, or he was recognized as one of the alums for the Decatur Public Schools Foundation, big banquet thing they have. I think he was the youngest ever. He'd only been out of school like 5 years, 6 years or something like that, but it accomplished a lot. And I remember that. I just don't, you know, once again, I'm old and I've slept. So the question is, in this 13th congressional district that is drawn to favor blue, right? He said the things that will resonate with voters, but he did it in not a Trumpy kind of over the top, you know what I mean, way.
So he's going for the general, not the primary. He's a Republican candidate.
Yes, he's a Republican candidate. I'm sorry. I thought I said that. I apologize. Yeah, no, he's on the GOP side. But he didn't come off as like what some are. I mean, he didn't race to the bottom of the barrel to be. Now, maybe that's just strategy because you can't do that in that district the way it's drawn.
Yeah, it's not going to play. It's a blue district.
It leans blue.
Yeah.
I mean, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Flyder was in a district that leaned blue and got beat by Adam Brown in a state rep race. You know, it's how hard you work.
Right.
And if you have the money, and you got to have both those things, because the money alone won't buy it as much as people
think.
But
don't you also need to, now worth being said, you can't be the whole opposite end?
If you are in a district that leans blue, or you are in a district that leans red, and you're the opposition party, no, you cannot go to
extremes.
That's
what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, you can.
It won't work.
Right. That's what Darren Bailey's doing as a statewide strategy to get through a primary. And then where do you go? I mean, you're done.
You got to get to the middle and then lean hard.
Yeah. And you know, Glenn Beshard, a former congressman, one of our former congressmen, really liked Glenn a great deal. You know, he always said that, you know, in primaries, you know, everybody runs to the left and the right, and then the general, they all have to run back to the center. And that was when you had districts that were kind of like 50-50. Now, with the gerrymandering that goes on with reading these districts, it's like that's changed the whole game. So if you're in a 50-50 district, you do a whole different strategy. If you're in a 70-30 or 60-40 or a 55-45, you know, you got to think about the general election. This is what I've been telling you about the Republican candidates for governor for weeks and weeks and months. There's no in-game strategy for them. So this kid intrigued me. And I have no idea other than the video was really well done. And he's got a website, which you can visit. JesseRising.com. Now, a couple of quick things. His first name is spelled J-E-S-S-E, which is a little different. Rising is R-E-I-S-I-N-G. And on that website, there's the whole about him story. And there's the whole platforms and issues. And he seems to be, I mean, I have no idea. I'm not making any predictions. I'm not getting over my skis on any of this. I'm just telling you, this is a guy who could be a serious candidate just based on the rollout.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, and likable. Checks a lot of boxes. There is also a problem for the Democrats in a state like Illinois where they count on Chicago and they know the numbers are there and they forget how different the politics are there versus central Illinois. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Democrats in central Illinois care about crime. They care about schools. They care about higher taxes. They care about, I mean, you know, they are, we would have called them blue dog Democrats, over the years. There are a Democrat, sitting in the 13th congressional district outside of like the campus of the University of Illinois is way different than somebody who could get elected in Chicago. And so you've got to find, if you're in a district like that that's drawn against you, you got to find a Republican candidate that can resonate with those people despite the R. If you're going to win it. You know, it was the one thing that the Jimmy Carter people and the Democrats didn't see coming in Ronald Reagan. Right? Yeah. There were a lot of blue-collar people that said, yeah, I like the way that guy talks. You debate all day whether that was smart or not smart or whatever. It doesn't matter.
That's what happened.
Yeah. So, there you have it. We're working on booking him for next week. I'm glad we have choices. I'm one of those people that like, I'd love to have choices.
That's exactly right. I think I've said that a few times where it's like if you have two legitimate candidates where you have to stop and you get to the point of looking at what's important to you and you have to go back and forth side by side and because you have two legit choices versus there's no way I could vote for that person.
Right.
So I guess I'm just going to go with this.
The hold your nose, vote. Yeah. No. So to me, I thought, well, I watch this. We'll see. Who knows? I mean, this is all just first impression.
You don't have any sense of funding or momentum or anything other than what you've seen, correct?
No. I mean, all that's to come. I mean, right. The announcement was just made. He's running yesterday. So all I'm saying as far as rollouts are concerned, this is as good as I've seen.
Awesome.
Now, did he have 800 endorsements the way, Democrats are very good at that because they've got the unions. They've got all these. I mean, they can really stack up a big rollout. I'm endorsed by, Roddy did that. I mean, that was his opening salvo to Mary Miller before she made the decision. Was like, look at all these people in this district and these party chairmen and all. I mean, look at all of these Republicans that have endorsed me out of the gates. It's an intimidation factor.
He's
a new name, which is that you get some benefit of that because you don't have all the baggage. But the downside of that is you don't have all of the infrastructure. You were saying.
Oh, I was going to say, you look at, Mary Miller's endorsement list is pretty impressive, too, with just one name on it.
There's a couple of names. She's got Marjorie Taylor Greene and Trump.
I was just talking about having the former president right there. That's a pretty big card to play.
It's a huge card. And whether people want to admit that or not, that isn't an endorsement by me for anything. It is just... That is a fact that is something that if you're Rodney Davis, you can't downplay that.
No, I mean, it would be hard pressed to find a single card that would be any bigger than that one card.
You're right. A single card.
Single card. Yeah. The collective, you could chip away at it, but
the single card, yes. The 20 years of service and being Shimkus's guy and doing all the, I mean, all the connections, you know, that sometimes beats flash in the pan.
Sure does.
And to me, that single voice, as powerful as it is still flash in the pan.
And it's a unique single endorsement that...
Kids, I'll explain what flash in the pan means a little later.
Some people are absolutely turned off by that one single endorsement, too.
That is a two-way sword there. Or I guess the correct phrase would be double-edged. Yes, it is. That certainly is. Because for everybody that goes, hell yeah, there's somebody that goes, hell no. Whereas the other's a little more nuanced. So... it's interesting. I've been having these conversations with people over the last 24 hours. What do you think? Sharing the video, you know, like, what do you think? And what I get are the responses from Republicans that I know, people that, is he a Trumpy guy or not? You know, we know this was really well done, and done because of the district, you know, probably, but does that capture him or is that just toning him down? Those are the questions I think a lot of Republicans have.
Were some of them asking because they're looking for it and they want it or they hate?
No. It was like, conversation with someone like, you know, basically paraphrasing like, how that's really impressive. You know, I feel like I should, you know, really give some money towards that. What don't I know? You know, is he? I mean, it's just the unknown.
Right. Okay. At least curious to see what's next.
They're just saying that the surface of this at the beginning looks really good.
Okay.
And you only get one shot at a first impression. Whereas the other guy, Kevin, was enamored with Jesse Sullivan, you know, who's running for governor, his rollout stuff was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just backtracking and constantly having to, you know. So there's a benefit of not having a lot of baggage.
You get to show up and give a first impression.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you know, I saw some comments about Republicans sort of kind of attaching themselves to the military without actually really being in the military. And I think there's a big difference in this guy's story versus Jesse Sullivan, who sort of implied, in my mind, I'm not going to say he outright said it because I don't think he did, but the visuals and you know, this is what I do for a living. I understand that part of it. There was an implied sort of like that he did more than what he really did. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's a big no-no. Mm-hmm. This kid saying up front, this was my dream, was to be a Marine. And he was in while going to college and training. And then that last 9 minutes of the last college football game of his life changed his life dramatically, and he couldn't chase his dream. I don't think that's the same thing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it gets a little close, but not the same way.
That's exactly what he was doing, though. If you were training to be an Olympic athlete and you got hit by a bus and paralyzed and you couldn't be an Olympic athlete, can you not say you were training to be an Olympic athlete? I don't understand. The other is like I was over here doing this, so it kind of like I had some fatigues on, so it made it look like I was in the military. This guy was actually in the candidate school to do that.
I thought he was just at Yale. I'm sorry.
But that is part of ROTC and college is that people go into – officer school to then once they graduate go into the armed service.
I understand. I didn't know he had gone into officer school and stuff. Yeah. I thought he was just a college dude that one day wanted to go to the Marines.
No.
Okay. Then I retract what I'm saying.
I'm saying that's a fine line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not with Democrats, more so with Republicans.
I know what you're saying.
You're not that guy who claims to be the Vietnam vet or whatever.
You've got your green Jeep and you're out in front of the battleship.
Right. But I don't see that here. I mean, I just think this guy was a guy who was, once again, we'll see. We'll get a chance to meet him and find out more. You know, he had as a kid a dream he wanted to do. That dream got changed because of what happened, doing also what he loved to do. Mm-hmm. And he found out a different way to surf.
Good.
That's a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what was impressive to me about the video. I'll send it to you. You can take a look at it. I just thought it was sometimes you can spend a lot of money on consultants. And we just heard Debbie's story about doing nonprofit, you know, commercials in New York with 75 people. And it's still cringy.
Sometimes if you have
and with politicians, mostly it's cringy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this was to me when I watched it, if I said, if you don't know anything about this guy, you've never heard of him, you don't even know he's from Decatur, whatever, don't know the family, never met anybody, watch this, you go, all right, that's pretty good.
Okay.
That's as good as you could hope for when you're kicking things off.
I'm intrigued.
I am too. So, look, every day we can be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this guy, I mean, it's an uphill fight. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that has nothing to do with his ability. It's just the way the district is drawn.
Right.
So we will see. So we've got some interesting primaries shaping up here. We've got some choices.
Make it fun.
Yes. It's going to be a pretty good ride, I think. There'll be plenty of cringe because Mary Miller's still in. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour stories and news. Don't go anywhere.
Now, Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a new round of back-to-business grants for small businesses in Illinois. The latest round is more than $111 million, says the governor, funding over 2,900 grants to businesses still recovering from the pandemic. The deadline to apply for back-to-business grants has passed, but grants will continue to go out to previous applicants till funds are exhausted. Tax filing season begins next week. You can start filing both your state and federal income tax returns starting on Monday. It's easy to file your Illinois return online. Last year, 88% of taxpayers filed their state return electronically. The filing deadline falls on Monday, April 18th. House Republicans are seeking to repeal last year's criminal justice and police reform bill. The Safety Act included several changes such as ending cash bail and addressing police misconduct. Since then, crime has skyrocketed. A resolution has been introduced which urges the repeal of the Safety Act and are asking Democrats to come back to the drawing board. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Chris Foster. More diplomacy aimed at easing tension with Russia over Russian troops on Ukraine's border. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's been meeting today with his Russian counterpart in Switzerland.
Blinken said he agreed with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that a quick resolution is unlikely.
But I do hope and expect that we can test whether the path of diplomacy, of dialogue, remains open.
The U.S. says Russia has deployed around 100,000 troops near the Ukrainian border. Russia says it is not planning an attack. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell responds to President Biden, saying at his news conference Wednesday, McConnell would do anything to keep Biden from being a success.
If the president starts acting like a moderate, like he campaigned, we can do business.
He was on Special Report with Brett Baer. And the singer and actor Meat Loaf died. He was 74. America's listening to Fox News.
Bob Brady announces the end of the tax cap on trades. Get to Bob Brady now to get the full sales tax deduction on your trade.
You could save big.
As of January 1st, the state of Illinois has removed the trade-in reduction cap. Get to Bob Brady now to take advantage of this additional tax savings. But maybe you don't want to trade. Maybe you just want to sell.
Let Brady buy it.
The automotive experts at Bob Brady are ready to buy your car. It's easy. Just bring it in. With most vehicles, we can make an offer your first visit. Bring your title or loan papers and get ready to get paid. We do the paperwork.
Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll buy yours.
Get true NADA book values and top dollar. Not running? No problem. We bid non-working vehicles too. Don't let it sit there in your garage or driveway. This winter, ditch the eyesore and stop paying license and insurance.
At both locations.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall just off I-72 at exit 144 in Decatur or Bob Brady Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, firstmidinsurance.com.
Here is Nikolai with your WSOY 3-day forecast. Please tell me it's warming up sometime. Not today, but
it'll be warmer today.
March.
Today, right now it's 5 degrees, but today we could hit a high of 26. Wind chill values, though, down to negative 3. Tonight, increasing clouds, low of 15. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high slightly warmer, 34, but there's a chance of nighttime snow. And then Sunday, 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m., cloudy to start, and then sunny the rest of the way. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 5 degrees. Your WSOI time is 6:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Do you remember watching Fight Club and just being blown away at Meatloaf?
Absolutely.
I mean, like, for the first time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Bob.
Yeah, Bob had, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also liked him on The Apprentice.
I didn't see that season.
He's a crier.
Or any of those
seasons. Very emotional guy.
Was he really?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of gossip going around. I don't, until that's fact, don't care about that. About cause of death and all that. I didn't realize, I mean, it makes sense that he was that age. There's a certain thing where you get to a point in life where you go, wow, I can't believe he was that old. And then you go, well, of course he was that old.
Yeah, this one, math, just...
I mean, once again, if there's been a recurring theme this week, it's math.
Yeah, you'd have to be that old to be as popular as he was at the age that he was when that was.
And I got to be honest with you, I was never a huge fan. I was never a hater. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, Meatloaf. But I was never a gigantic fan.
I liked him as a celebrity. And
yeah, maybe so. I mean, yeah. he was a little goofy sometimes in his views. Sure. You know, but I didn't. It wasn't a thing. It was like, I heard it, like you just played it. I'm like, okay, that's toe tapping. I'm good.
Yeah, his big hit. I couldn't play his bump music. It's just too slow.
Well, he had some big. I mean, he had a few.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the big one that I remember from my childhood.
I could do any. Yeah. So, what was his part in the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, I won't remember the character name, but I do love that. That's how I first knew who he was, before I knew he was a famous musician.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bat Out of Hell was as big as it gets. I mean, that was a huge album. Mm-hmm. Michael Lee Adai is his real name. American singer and songwriter, actor, powerful, wide-ranging voice, theatrical live shows. You know, he was one of those guys that was really good live.
Yeah.
And it occurs to me, you know, after hearing that he passed, that I haven't seen him for a long time. And that's probably part of the, oh, he was 74? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because you just haven't, you know, how Fight Club's got to be 20 years old, right?
It was when I was in college, so yeah, 18, 19 years old.
Yeah, so, I mean, think about that. If you hadn't seen somebody in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that. And our thoughts to his family and loved ones and friends. All right. I wanted to go back, speaking of powerful voices and singers, Adele has postponed her Las Vegas residency in a tearful sort of social media post because of COVID. And I was reading Roger Friedman's piece on Showbiz 411 this morning that evidently this thing's been a disaster from the get-go, like huge chunks of unsold seats, people complaining about the prices. And that they didn't just take a couple of shows off because of COVID. I mean, they've evidently at this point scrapped the whole thing.
How do you mess that up?
I don't know. I'm really curious, as to if maybe, you know, I told you about the difference between Adele's last album and this album, just in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that she was, this was successful for her. I mean, it was a good, I mean, she was at the top.
Yeah.
But the top today versus the top 8 years ago is.
Yeah, but you also have to then look at streams and search relevance.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
She's still there. This.
Right. But what number one meant 8 years ago was 16 times the size of audience that what number one today is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in some ways, sure.
Well, in the math.
Maybe in album sales, but I think her search volume and all of that was unbelievably high still.
Okay, it was, I don't think you're hearing, or maybe I'm not doing a good job of saying, it was number one
mm-hmm.
on all of the digital charts.
Yeah.
But number one today versus number one with her last album was a tiny fraction.
I understand
of sales.
I understand, but I think there are other metrics that have her as relevant, okay, as 85-95% relevant as she was even at her peak.
Then you would think she could sell two shows a weekend in Las Vegas.
I for sure would think that.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe I don't understand the magnitude of COVID and attendance in Las Vegas. Maybe that is a factor that I don't understand.
Well, yes, but do you, okay. So if someone gets sick on the crew or something and you go into a quarantine period, I mean, you understand like a cancellation of a show, mm-hmm, two shows, and you, yeah, add them onto the back end, yep, or whatever. Sure. They've scrapped the whole thing.
I know. What I'm saying is,
and that to me is saying there's more than just COVID.
I'm with you, and I'm surprised because there is, she's a bankable, unbelievable. I mean, that recipe, I would have gone all in on it.
I'm not suggesting that I would feel any differently. I'm just, we did talk about those $700,000 a night. How do you make the math work? And if you're not selling out, right?
Right.
If they're, according to Showbiz 411 and Roger Friedman, who's been, he's a gossip columnist, but he's been a guy with a spot on, mm-hmm, here for a long, long, long time about everything in the entertainment world, is saying that there were large chunks of unsold seats. That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
So I don't know. Yeah. Part of it is, I'm sure, COVID. A lot of people who would maybe go to a show that aren't comfortable doing that. But there's a whole lot of other people. I mean, Las Vegas is running.
Right.
Selling out football stadiums.
Mm-hmm. But that's once a week.
It's twice a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I've got to look into that.
All I'm telling you is just what I'm reading this morning. It's just interesting to me because this whole thing was, you know, trust me, I know that doing a radio show is different today in the metrics that it was, you know, 15 years, mm-hmm, ago, 8 years ago, whatever you want to do. I mean, it is all different. You're right. The number of people listening terrestrially versus the number of people streaming, which is the number of people versus listening at 10 o'clock tonight on podcast, mm-hmm, all of that changes dramatically with lifestyles and technology.
Mm-hmm. And then you factor in who might be searching about the topics or, yeah, you or just, any.
Right. Yeah. I get that as much as anyone. I'm telling you, I think things are shifting so fast that entertainment is having a hard time keeping up.
That's for sure. There's no question.
I mean,
about
even
that.
At the top level.
Yeah. I'm just surprised that it got to the point where it fell apart at the highest of levels is what I'm getting at. Like that.
Yeah,
one,
that's exactly why we're talking about, yeah, it. If it was an easy thing, okay, we get it. Right. It was supposed to start tonight.
Wow.
I mean, that is last minute cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you also have to realize, as he points out, you know, it's literally her and an orchestra and some lighting. I mean, it's not like it's not like a Cirque du Soleil show,
mm-hmm,
with hundreds and hundreds of moving parts.
Right.
People hooked up to cables flying around. You know, she's a solo artist.
Wow.
So we'll see. I wish her the best. I'm a fan. I'm not this isn't meant to be any sort of criticism at all. It's just the shifting dynamics of consumption habits and how people do what they do. I just feel like, well, never mind. That's getting into a personal conversation I had last night.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
I'm not getting my. No, it's not that. It's too inside baseball.
Okay.
All right. I want to talk about Carhartt when we get back. The all brand. Right. They're getting killed right now.
Wait, so you're going to go from the queen of music getting killed to the king of the outdoor wear getting killed?
I'm going to tell you that this is the world we live in today. And
how do you mess this one up?
Something has to be sorted out here for humanity's sake, right? I mean, I know we're still in COVID. Part of that is the Adele thing, for sure. I mean, you can't discount the impact of that. But this pressure for companies to please an audience, right, versus doing the right thing is never been more on display than it has been in the last 2 years. Whether it's Black Lives Matter, social injustice, COVID, right? I mean, we've seen this incredible pressure on companies to take a stand or to take a stance or to give us the messaging we want. And I think they need to get back to just selling you the coat you want to wear. Michael Jordan was really smart about this, you know, early in his career. And I feel like we're getting to a point now where no matter what you do, you're screwed. So why not do the right thing? I mean, I think that should be the other way around. But even if it's not, if you just come full circle to go, all right, we're screwed either way, then let's do the right thing.
Sure.
We'll tell you about it on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Celebrate the new year in style with new furniture and bedding from your Decatur Ashley Furniture Store. For a limited time, save up to 30% off or receive up to 5 years of 0% financing on all the latest styles in furniture and accessories for your home. $3 million of furniture and bedding are in stock and available for immediate pickup or delivery. Start the new year off with a good night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic mattresses are the most highly recommended mattresses in America. Get your Tempur-Pedic mattress now and receive up to $300 in Ashley cash, or take a test drive on the all-new purple mattresses that have just arrived. Remember, 30% off for up to 5 years with 0% financing. Happy New Year from your Decatur area Ashley Furniture Home Store, located at 3705 North Water Street in front of Target. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Decatur. This is home.
Happy New Year from the Decatur Parks Foundation. The Decatur Park District takes pride in reflecting on the thousands of lives touched. Through a variety of in-person, outdoor, and virtual programs the Park District has provided throughout 2021. The Decatur Park District exists to provide creative options to improve our community's quality of life, health, and well-being. Your support makes a difference. Give back to the organization that has had a passion for growing, nurturing, and enhancing this community. Your financial support can make the difference in growing our mission right here in Decatur and help us give all kids access to arts, sports, fitness, nature, and more. Donate to the Decatur Parks Foundation today to watch your gift grow. Together, we can continue to make a better Decatur Park District that will have an impact for generations to come.
Donate to the Decatur Parks Foundation by going to decatur-parks.org. And while you're there, check out the event calendar with more Decatur Parks events and activities. That's decatur-parks.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know that it would be untrue. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right. I will tell you, I don't think I own anything made by Carhartt. Not by, like, protest or anything like that. I just don't know that I don't think I do. I maybe have a vest.
I might have gloves, maybe.
Okay. So I have no vested interest one way or another.
Well, you might have a vest in interest.
Yeah, there you go. But I know you go to like Rural King or something. I mean, that's
Pharmafleet.
Yeah. And that is a big thing. And it's a big brand to a certain sort of crowd.
Very functional, very quality for what it does.
Kind of getting expensive, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. And they're getting into some other areas. So here's the deal. The U.S. Supreme Court blocked the Biden administration's vaccine or test rule for private employers, right? Meaning that the federal government couldn't tell you you have to do this. But individual companies have come out with different stances, and Carhartt insisted that their employees be vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And even though the Supreme Court knocked down the Biden administration federal order, they still kept their vaccine in place, and they're just getting slammed by a lot of conservatives, you know, that are basically going on this whole boycott, you know, thing. And the backlash has been really loud, and really loud means you don't know how large, just loud. And there's a couple of things I have in mind here. First and foremost is these so-called conservatives and notice I don't say rhino, which is their word of choice, so-called conservatives are now in the business of telling individual business owners how to run their business. That is counterintuitive to everything you've stood for 100 years.
Exactly right.
So there's that. Put that over here. But this idea of reading the story about, you know, and they're interviewing people who are experts in sort of doing crisis, you know, control and PR nightmares. And we come in and we tell, you know, and they're saying it's a win-lose situation. Okay, I get that. But when do you factor in? When do the PR people, when do they factor in doing the right thing? I mean, if I hire a firm to come in and go, oh, we've got a crisis, how do we manage this crisis? Wouldn't you think that that firm you're paying all that money to would say, well, what's the right thing to do? We've gotten away from that in this country, right? Now we want to do what's politically correct, left and or right, right? Now we want to do what the mob's calling for. What happened to let's do the right thing?
That's a very good question.
Because I don't see that, especially when they interview these people. Employers are between a rock and a hard place. You have a responsibility as an employer to provide a safe working environment for your employees. That's an incredibly subjective standard. It's just got more subjective when you don't have the benefit of having a law to be able to point at, said David Lewis, CEO of Human Resources, a consulting firm under the Operations Inc. banner. It's like, okay, David, what's subjective about keeping your employees and customers safe?
And needing cover of somebody else.
Subjective isn't somebody like Meatloaf denies that COVID exists. That's not this is the thing that we're doing now in this country with leadership. And I mean that as leadership from our elected officials, leadership from our business owners, leadership in corporate, is that we are just, who's the loudest? Let's give them equal footing, whether or not they should have it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dangerous.
Right.
Do the right thing.
Would this be?
And by the way, they say if you don't want to get vaccinated, then you got to test weekly. There is an option out. I mean, the one thing that the people who have been screaming about this the most, they ignore that. It's like, well, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to help do anything to keep my fellow employees that I work with safe. Why would you want them on your team?
That is definitely part of it.
And that's not subjective. So Carhartt, their CEO, Mark, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, Vallade or Vallade, denounced in an internal all-staff email the company's vaccine mandate, which went into effect for most of their 3,000 U.S.-based employees earlier this month, would stay in place despite the Supreme Court's decision. The mandate includes exceptions for religious and medical reasons, so if you fall into one of those categories, and if you don't get vaccinated, you get tested weekly. And here's what he had to say. And this is where people ought to be standing up and applauding Backbone. If Carhartt really stands for this rugged sort of... Rugged doesn't mean stupid.
Right.
We put workplace safety at the very top of our priority list, and the Supreme Court's recent ruling doesn't impact that core value. An unvaccinated workforce is both a people and business risk that our company is unwilling to take. So then, of course.
I love that way he phrased that, people and business. Meaning we can care about them, but also we got to care about this business, keeping it open.
Yeah. So then you get this kind of crap from people who think that they're the conservative movement of today. Pretty Rich, from a company sustained by the ranchers, farmers, laborers who make this country great and celebrate her values of freedom and liberty, boycott Carhartt until they break. Now that is Molly McCann, who's a lawyer that worked for Michael Flynn in the Trump administration.
Yeah, I saw that very quote. So would this fall under cancel culture?
Yeah, of course it does. And one side can't help stepping over the other side as they're both trying to cancel each other. And I'm just saying hypocrites.
We're collectively pretty silly.
Carhartt fully understands and respects the varying opinions on this topic, and we are aware some of our associates do not support this policy. However, we stand behind our decision because we believe vaccines are necessary to protect our workforce. That's backbone. That, to me, is what the Carhartt brand is.
And it gave multiple ways of their employees to be able to be in full compliance. One, get your vaccinations. Two, give us a medical or religious exemption.
Yep.
Or three, just prove to us you're not sick.
And then at the end of the day, the vast majority of Carhartt employees are vaccinated.
Right.
So when you come out and you go, this is once again the reoccurring theme of this week with Brian and Nick has just come back. Math. If 80% of your employees are vaccinated and 20% are holdouts, that's an 80-20 argument. In an election, if you won by 80% of the vote, it would be the landslide of elections.
Right.
But yet this is always treated as a 50-50 argument. We have hospital systems that require vaccines where 220 people lost their job. They employ 40,000 people, and it's a 50-50 argument. Math. And if you employ 40,000 people, you know who's happy that you fired those 226 people? The rest of the 40,000 people. And you know who you can't do your job without is those 40,000 people. You can replace the 226. Math. We have elections that are won by 51-49, but when you have 80-20 within a company, they're somehow they're doing a better job. And when did conservatives, when did Republicans start calling for how to tell a business owner how to run their business? Isn't that what you were just arguing in the Supreme Court? So good for Carhartt, but I don't buy this. You're screwed either way, or, you know, you're between a rock and a hard place. I think that's what you tell yourself because you don't want to take the noise. And you know what happens with the noise? It goes away. It peters out. These people don't have the resilience. I mean, they make a ton of noise. They send you threatening letters. They do really stupid, childish stuff. But you know what they don't do? They don't sustain. You got a brand that's been around for a long time. That's going to be around for a long time, and 80% of your employees are thrilled. This is a no-brainer for me. I wish more people had the backbone the Carhartt has.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
No, Nick, I want to sell only to the 20%. I mean, that is Darren Bailey's strategy, right? I want to make money off of, sell T-shirts, get rah-rah and love from the 20% of the population. I really do think that's where we are to the point of this with politicians.
In some cases, there's a little opportunity to make noise to gain
notoriety. I mean, if you don't actually have to get elected anything or run anything or do anything, you can play to that 20% all day long and bask in their love and admiration. And that's all it is. All right. There we go. I think I got everything out of my system that I needed to this first hour. I feel better.
Awesome.
We have a DPS 61 spotlight coming up. Guys from Brinkout are going to be in. I got all these numbers and report. I'm going to have to have Tom's going to have to make it make sense for me. But it's like 20 years of history, the real estate market. I don't know where the end of this is, and I don't know when, if ever, it goes back to normal. All I know right now is if you are even remotely contemplating selling your home, sell it.
Get it on that market.
Yes. We'll get into that a little later today. Angela's got some sinus issues. She's not going to be in today. She's very thoughtful in that regard.
Yeah. She didn't want to sound like Kermit the Frog today.
Well, you know, or just in case, know, whatever. But yes, so she's taking the day off. We have a whole stack of things, including Jim Edgar weighing in, which is on the gubernatorial race, and then immediately conservatives telling you why Jim Edgar was bad. You know, this is why you can't win anything. You need to listen more to Jim Edgar and less to these yahoos if you want to have any kind of power at all ever again. And when I say power, I mean the means and the ability to actually govern and do something. rather than to be the loyal opposition, raising that money and selling those T-shirts. We'll take a break for the top of the hour stories and news. A lot to get to in our final 2 hours this morning. We'll be back with more right after this.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Public health officials are cautiously optimistic that health systems have seen a peak and subsequent decrease in COVID-19 cases. The seven-day COVID hospitalization average has declined by nearly 2%. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says with high vaccine rates, decreased hospitalization, and antivirals being made available, it's time to start learning to coexist with the virus. From sunrise to sunset Monday, flags on state-owned property will be flown at half-staff to honor Will County Deputy Sheriff Michael John Queenie. Queenie passed away earlier this month. His obituary says he died from complications due to COVID-19 pneumonia. The Macon County Health Department has announced 515 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases. Officials also reported six deaths. These residents were one female in her 70s, three males and two females in their 80s.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.